Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, you know what? Is there a funnier show on television right now than Veep? The HBO comedy stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selina Meyer, a woman who started off as vice president, who's now the president, and she's trying to hold on to that presidency. It's a great show that features several top-notch comedians with Chicago credits, including Louis-Dreyfus, Gary Cole, Matt Walsh, and my next guest, Timothy Simons. Simons plays Jonah Ryan, the stumbling White House aide who was put up to run for Congress in New Hampshire, and, as of this week, he's the new congressman from New Hampshire. Timothy Simons spent a few years here in Chicago working in theater, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Mr. Simons, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about your time in Chicago. So you did theater here in Chicago in the last decade, right?
I did. I moved out in 2002 and was there to 2008. My wife and I got married in 2008 and moved out to L.A. right after. But yeah, I had always been interested in small theater. I was really attracted to the storefront scene in Chicago, especially because it all came from like Sam French plays. They always have the original cast, like the original production of a play before it went to Broadway. And all of those casts were all, it seemed like all of them were workshopped and presented in Chicago. And it just seemed like all the plays that I loved that I studied when I was in school came out of Chicago. So I was kind of attracted to the scene there.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the people that are on the show that are succeeding have a background in Chicago comedy. Your background is more in Chicago theater. Did you interact with a Matt Walsh or a Dave Pasquese or Dan Back at all when you were here in Chicago? Or really, did you just meet on set?
No, I actually, almost everybody that I'm met in Chicago comedy, I met in L.A. Gary Cole and Matt and Kevin Dunn is a Chicagoan. He was born in Chicago. Sam Richardson is a big Second City guy. Brad Morris, who's been on the show. Pete Groats. Like, all of those guys I didn't meet until I was in L.A. I never really had occasion to meet them because I was trying to do plays, and they were all either had left town by the time I was there or they were all doing Second City stuff.
We've had a lot of those people on, and we've talked about how loose the set is when it comes to improvisation and how their skills from the Chicago improv scene have come to help them in a show like Veep. How does it help you? Obviously, you didn't go through the improv training here, but how does it help you that you were a part of the Chicago theater scene?
Well, I mean, I actually ended up, Matt Walsh had something to do with it. I started at UCB in L.A. when I moved out there, so I had a little bit of training through sort of like Matt Walsh's school. The biggest thing that I feel like equates is that the focus was on the work and the ensemble. Like, Chicago has, and Chicago theater has, an unbelievable work ethic, and it's about making the shows better. And it also doesn't seem to be a city that rewards a big ego. And so on, and working with an ensemble is sort of the main goal, and on a show like ours, ensemble and trust and that sort of thing, that's huge.
Well, you can feel it too, like when you're seeing the show. I mean, there's so many moving parts, and there's such a quick wit for a cast with such great talent. For you being in the middle of that, playing Jonah, do you feel it in the moment? I mean, it just seems like it's such an ensemble-driven show.
It is. We have, I don't know how much the other people have talked about this, but it's a fluid process is the way that we describe it. Everything changes a lot. There would be some days where you'll be going, walking up to set to film a 12-page scene, and you'll get handed new pages with them, and with a lot of changes. And one of the best parts about it is that you'll rehearse it a couple times, but you know that if you mess something up, if you drop the ball, somebody's going to back you up. Somebody's going to pick you up. They're not just going to let you flounder. And that's when you feel it, is like sort of in those moments where you're not completely sure-footed in every scene. Everybody really works hard to you know, rising tide raises all boats, as they say.
You know, you play one of the best characters in television. Jonah Ryan is one of my favorites in the way that he is a very confident, maybe too cocky. but he's had such an evolution on the program over the seasons, you know, from being the sort of White House liaison to being, you know, the everyone's punching bag to now the congressman from New Hampshire. Talk about what makes Jonah Ryan work.
As to what makes him work, I don't know. I'm glad that people have a positive response to him for being such a terrible person. I think that his being a congressman just kind of fits in with his vision of himself. Like, he is that just sort of so self-assured. He knows that he has such a high opinion of himself that I just feel like he always saw himself as a congressman. He always saw himself as a leader, and anybody that never believed in him or called him names, they were just haters. Like, they were just in his way, or they were jealous of his skill and his personality and his good looks and his charm. Like, that's the way I believe he looks at these things. And so I think there's the reason that he succeeds when so many other people would fail, is that he has a completely misplaced blind faith in his own ability.
Well, that's what we love about, I think, with everybody. Even though Jonah Ryan, the character, is a terrible person, you get the feeling that, you know, he's found a way, and the writers and Veep have found a way for him to win in some situations. I mean, obviously, he's been, you know, put down and put down and put down, and now in this case, he's the congressman of New Hampshire, and there's no better scene than the last scene of this past week, where his acceptance speech is essentially calling out the people he went to high school with and telling them off. That's great.
You know, I don't know if this is going to get me crucified in Chicago, but I think the seed of that, that speech was different on the morning that we filmed it, and it wasn't quite working. I can't remember what it was about it, but it wasn't quite working. And when we started, like, throwing around ideas about what it could be, I think I brought up Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech that was him just putting, like, the guy that got put on the team, like, the spot on the varsity team that Michael Jordan wanted. He called that guy in, right, and put him in the front row and pointed him out and was like, look at where you are now and look at where I am. And it was like this unbelievably petty thing. And I think that's where we started. Like, that was the seed of where that scene came from. Like, somebody that should get up there and at least fake being humble for a second, but just is unable to do it.
I'm assuming, and I don't know you, but I'm assuming that Jonah Ryan is a full-fledged character and you don't have the same traits, but where do you draw Jonah Ryan from?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, like, most of it, and I think this is maybe part of, like, the Chicago theater training thing, was just, like, most of it you're drawing from, you know, like, even if you don't act on it, we all are, you know, we all have ego in some way. And even if we don't act on it, like Jonah Ryan does, it's all in there. So I've tried to draw on, like, my own, like, any, or, like, the worst part of myself, or the worst parts of myself that hopefully never come out in real life. I've tried to draw from those. And mostly it's just trying to spin however somebody that doesn't like Jonah, however they would describe him, I've just tried to spin those positive so that he can get out of bed in the morning and look at himself and still tell himself that he's doing a good job.
You know, for you guys, I mean, obviously you're right in the heart of an actual political season, campaign here, 2016. And we've heard over and over, you know, headlines about, you can't even make this stuff up. Veep can't keep up with what's actually happening in the campaign. For you, are you a political person? Were you always sort of a person who was into the political climate, or are you just acting the part?
No, I was actually always interested in it. And being on this show and being around politics more and finding out more about it and sort of seeing behind the scenes on some of it and seeing behind the curtain, I have become much more cynical about politics to the point where I do not follow it as closely. Before, I was very much one of those people on Facebook that could find any article on the internet that proved that my opinion was true and real and fact rather than just opinion. And now I'm much more cynical about the whole process.
All right. Well, the takeaway from Veep and having the opportunity as an actor and a character to improvise, to add to the script, talk about how a show like Veep helps you as an actor for future gigs.
Well, one of the things is how to work in an ensemble. That's a huge one. And also just, like, not learning how to roll with changes and changes that happen the moment before you're about to do something. I mean, that's one of the, like, that's sort of the constant in film, is that everything's going to change. You know, if you're filming outside, you're dealing with elements. If they could write a location and a location could fall through, and you just have to, you just can't be stuck in whatever initial thought you had, you thought the scene would be. You have to be, or maybe something is going to be discovered in the scene as you're doing it, and you've got to be willing to adapt to it.
Timothy Simons is the man who plays Jonah Ryan on the hit HBO show Veep. There's still a few more episodes here this season. Timothy, thanks so much for taking some time out and talking to us tonight on the Download.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me back on. I really miss Chicago. This feels like being back home for a second.